Okay, Parshas Bereishis is the inyan atfila. So the pasuk says like this: V'chol siach asod eterem hiye ba'aretz v'chol sei esev asod eterem mitzmach k'loim tir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz v'adayim ayin lavid es ha'adama. So explains Rashi, why lohim tir? Why there was no rain? So the pasuk says, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the choymi, created the plants and created the greens, but nothing grew, everything was waiting, because Hashem did not create rain until, because Adam wasn't there to work the land. So Rashi says, "Umatam lo imtir," why there was no rain? Fish Adam lied for the Sadom, because there was nobody to work the land. Ve'imakir betoivosan shel gshomim, there was nobody who recognized the value of rain. Ukeshba Adam ve'yada shem tzorach olam. So therefore, when Adam came and he realized that tzorach olam, he spalal aleihem ve'yada v'tzom kol adashom. That is when he davened and everything started growing. Now, why? Dafka by rain needed Adam to be makir between Vosan shel gshomim into daven for them? That's number one. So why Dafka specifically the Kodesh Baruch Hu created? So the world was created. The world was done beforehand. The Gemara in Chulin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the plants on the third day, but only on the sixth day, when Adam came and was bispalal, that is when they started growing. They stayed and they were waiting to grow until Adam comes and davens. So why a rain is waiting for Adam to daven? Specifically rain. Everything was there. The sun, the moon, everything was there. Specifically rain was waiting for Adam to daven. Now the pasuk says, the rain didn't come until Adam, because Adam ayin lavoid es adama. There was no Adam to work the land. So Rashi says to work the land, to appreciate. But where do Chazal see tefillah here? Where do you see that the Adam was missing was tefillah? There was no Adam to appreciate. Why did Adam need to daven? And why specifically here? Now, the idea of the connection between tefillah and rain is something that becomes a halacha lemaisa also. The Gemara Daf Chavah Amud Beis in Brocha says that if a person makes a mistake on the davening on the Erev Shabbos, he davens the tefillah of Shabbos twice. Even though it's a different davening, he davens it twice. Tosfos is mistapek, what's the halacha by Yale V'Yovoi? If a person missed davening, missed Yale V'Yovoi on Friday, now comes Shabbos, he won't say Yale V'Yovoi because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, does he daven twice or not? If the daven is different, he does. The question is, Yale V'Yovoi, he's not gaining a Yale V'Yovoi, does he do it or not? Says the Reb Chaim on the Reb Chaim al Hashas that this sofik is only legabe Yale V'Yovoi. However, v'sin talu motor. Let's say you miss v'sin talu motor on Friday, and you're going to have to daven again on Shabbos, and you are not going to say v'sin talu motor because the davening of Shabbos doesn't say v'sin talu motor. That for sure you have to say ma'ariv twice. So what's the dafkimina? Says Brisker, because tefillah without davening, that is not a tefillah. If you miss v'sin talu motor, you didn't miss v'sin talu motor, you missed davening. Because davening is connected, is ontologically connected to the rain. You see, the first davening came because of rain. That maybe if you missed the Yale V'Yovoi, you still have a davening. The tefillah worked, only you missed the Yale V'Yovoi. In Yale V'Yovoi, you have to say in the davening, you have to daven again. So therefore, Shabbos, Friday night, if you're not saying Yale V'Yovoi anyway, so you're not getting anything to do repeat again. If you didn't say, the davening wasn't there. So you see, the davening is connected, inherently connected to rain. Why is it connected to rain? Now, the pasuk says, V'adam ayin lavoid es ha'adama. Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam says, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, Shitas HaRambam, arguing with the Ramban, is that tefillah is a din deraisa. Says the Rambam, like this, Rambam says, the mitzvah, there is one mitzvah, Mitzvah achas lavoid es Hashem bechol yoim b'tfilah. And the Rambam says, Mitzvah seser ispalal bechol yoim shenemar vavada Hashem alakechem. Yesh me'olom du shavoida zui tfilah. Shenemar u le'ovdui bechol levavchem. Omru chachomim, ezu yavoida shebelev zui tfilah. So when the pasuk says, V'adayim ayin lavoid es adoma, Chazal understood lavoid es adoma means the ultimate avoida, which is what? Which is tfilah. And therefore, Adam was not mispalal aleim. Now, Shitas HaRambam means that that's a chiyuv every day to daven. Now, in fact, the Kesem Mishnah, how we do this every day, maybe it's once in a lifetime. Since it's once in a lifetime, it doesn't make sense. But the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah once a day to daven, Because since you do, the pasuk doesn't say how often, but that's so you have to assume that that's every day. Because if you do it once a lifetime, makes no sense. So therefore, you have to say it's a mitzvah tmidis. Every single day you've got to daven. Okay, that's Shitas Rambam. Now, the Rambam learns from the pasuk le'avdoi b'chol levavchem. Now, why is tefillah avoida? And here the pasuk says, v'adam ein lavoides adam. Why is avoida tefillah? What's the catch between avoida and tefillah? But the question is, what is tefillah? So the Rambam continues and says in Halacha Beis, l'fichach noshrim v'avodim chayovim b'tefillah l'fushu mitzvah seaseh sh'loi hazman groma. That's a mitzvah seaseh sh'loi hazman groma. We mentioned that when can you do it by night? Can you do a tefillah by night? So the Halacha is, the Megorim says in Siman Dalet, in Akdomot Siman Dalet, in Mishpat Zoizov, he says, yes, you could do by night, because that's the beginning of the day. The beginning of the day, and the Orsa Sachaim, the Malbim says the same thing. If you daven in the beginning of the day, tefillas arvis reshus, means you don't have to, you could do it during the morning. But if you do any time during the day, you're a mitzvah. But that's called a mitzvah, says the Rambam, shaloi hazman groma. Elachiyuv mitzvah zu kachi, says, what's the mitzvah? Sheyeodo mischanenu mispalal bechol yoim. He should be mischanenu mispalal bechol yoim. Umagid shvocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'achar kach shoel tzorchav. And then he asks for his needs. Sheu tzorch lemevakosho bitchina. Ve'achar kach noisen shvach v'edo. And then he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ha'toiva sheishpi aloi kol echad v'koichoi. So Shitas HaRambam means that tefillah has three components. First, the word magid shvoch shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then shoel tzorchav, and then noisen shvach v'hoido el Hashem. So says the Kesef Mishnah, that is the aloha that Rambam learns. Even though Rambam just said before that the nusach tefillah is not the rice, it's only the rabbanon, but there is a basic nusach, a basic structure, which is the rice. It's saying shvach, bakosha, and hoido. And says the Kesef Mishnah, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara said Moshe Rabbeinu, he also was mesader shvochoy, and the Gloshna Gemara is loyla mesader odem shvochoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'achar kach hispalo. Now, the question is the pshat is that there are three components, and that's also mashal from the Meshach, from the Osamech, or is the pshat that there is a part which is more basic? So the Aloha is Befirush, says the Magen Avraham, the Ikar Tefillah, according to the Rambam, is Bakosha. Everything else is structured as part of the Bakosha. And the Rais will say, if a person is an emergency, he could say the Tefillah of Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim. That tefillah of Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim is a tefillah that if he says it, he has to go back again. But it's a tefillah that has a value. The halacha is, Dram says this in the end of Perek Dalet, Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim Vedaitam Ktzorah, Yerotzo Melfanecha Elu Yashem Elokin, Shetitin Lechol Ve'echad Ve'echad, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Kedei Parnosos, you should give the Parnosos to each and everyone, Chol Gvia Ugvia De Machsoira, Ve'atov Ben Nechaseh, you should give every person what he needs, and you should do what's good, what you think is good. So you see, there's no Shvach, there's no Hoido, it's only a question of Makosha. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Yoyitze, the reason why they did such a tefillah is because it's a bakosha. If you do a bakosha, Yoyitze. So you see, the Ikar tefillah is a bakosha, not Shvach and not Hoido. The Magen Avraham says also, Noshim, if they have no time, since it's a mitzvah, it's Esem in HaTorah, they should say a bakosha. A bakosha is enough. So you see that even though you have to say Shvach and Hoido, Shvach and Hoido is not three components, the tefillah is Lischanen Ulevakesh, is a bakosha. The way how to structure a bakosha lekatchila is like Moshe Rabbeinu did with a shvach as a preempting, and that's muchachosa from the Loshna Gemara. The Gemara says loyla mischader odom shvocha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the fifth parak brachas ve'achar kach hispalal. So you see, tefillah is the bakosha, because shvocha is not loyla mischader shvocha ve'achar kach hispalal. And the Kesef Mishnah and what you call it, and the Sefer Chinuch says that Tzorche Amcha Yisrael, which doesn't have Shvach V'Hoido, yes, Shvach V'Hoido is only how to structure the Bakosha. But the Ikar Tefillah is the Bakosha. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah says the same idea in the Biur Halacha, that when we say, the Magen Avraham says that even the Gemara says, Dafka, the nine brochas of Rosh Hashanah Me'akev Zedzeh. Shmon Esed, the 19 brochas, you could say one of them, and is a Tchina. Explains the Biralocha doesn't mean that you're Yotze Shmonesa, because Shmonesa you needed 19 brachas. It means that if you say one bracha, you're Yotze the mitzvah deraisa of the Rambam, because you're Yotze love the Bechol of Avchem. So you see that one bracha alone, you're Yotze the Bakosha. So you see that the Ikav word is the Bakosha. The same idea applies, also says the Orzos Chaim, that before Netilas Yadayim, the Orkoveya Netilas Yadayim Davka by Tefillah Shachris, says the Mishpat Zoizov, why the Orkoveya Davka by Tefillah Shachris? Says because the Tefillah Deraisa is by Tefillah Shachris, even though technically could have done in Ma'ariv, but since by Ma'ariv we know it's Tefillah Arvis Reshus, a lot of people didn't do at that time, so they would do the first Bakosha in the morning. And before the first Bakosha is a Tefillah Deraisa, the Ur Mesakin, that's Avoida. The Ur Mesakin, Netilas Yadayim, like a Chona for Avoida, like before Avoida, you had to do Netilas Yadayim. So that's the Tefillah Deraisa. Says the Ur Mesakin, therefore, before the Netilas Yadayim, you could say Moideani, which is a Shvach. What you have to be careful is not to say a Bakosha. Because if you say a Bakosha before, you use the Tefillah Deraisa, and Chazal Mesakin Netilas Yadayim to the Tefillah Deraisa. So you see a Hoido, you could say any Shvach Kodesh Boko, that's why Moideani is no problem. Just the Yerotzin, which is a Bakosha, you have to wait until after Netilas Yadayim. The Ramosha says in the Shuvah, also very important, that that's why you have Elokin Velokei Aviseinu Retzinovim Nuchaseinu on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask for a private Bakosha. There are no private Bakoshas on Shabbos. But Tefillah, Dikar Tefillah is a Bakosha. So therefore the Mesakeh that you have a Bakosha for Shabbos. Retzinovim Nuchaseinu, Kadshinu V'mitzvaseich, Ovesen Chalkinu V'suraseich, the spiritual Bakoshas for Shabbos, you could say, because the Ikar Tefillah is Bakosha. Yisad al-Odom Shvoch Shlakutish Bochu ve'acharkach ispalo. The Beis Elokim, the Mabit says, afuch, that's the difference between the Tfilas Hamalochim and Tfilas Odom. Tfilas Odom, the Gemara says, Odom, in the Gemara will become, says, it's called Mave. Mave is the one who requests, who begs. And learn from Apostle Kim, Tevoyun Be'oyun. If you want to ask, ask. So you see that the Odom is called a Mispalo because he requests, he begs. See the tefillah, Ikar tefillah is the Bakosha. The question is, why is the Ikar tefillah a Bakosha? Meaning, this is what tefillah is. And if that is a Bakosha, why is that called Le'ovdei B'chol Levavchem? Well, that's not worship. Worshipping means that you give him praise, I understand. But if the Ikar tefillah is a Bakosha, that's called an Avoida. And why is that the Ikar HaTefillah? There is a Rav Shach, an Aviezer, who wants to say that perhaps you need the three. And Tzorcha Amchesor is not Yoytze Demitza Doraisa. But I told you that's against Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says Beferuji Yoytze Demitza Doraisa. And so the Mishnah Berurah. And so everybody else holds the Ikar Vort is the Tefillah is the Bakosha. And that's the Gemara is also very Muchach. Yesad Shvoch Vechak Kispal. So why is the Ikar Tefillah Bakosha and why is that called Avoida? That's number two. And the number three is the following. The Reb Chaim on the Rambam, the second Reb Chaim on the Rambam, or asks Astira. The Rambam says, in Perek Dalad Minchus Tefillah, the Rambam says the following. Says the Rambam, Chamisha Dvorim Me'akametz HaTefillah, five things prevent the davening. Afal Pi She'igiyaz Mana. One of them is Kavonas Alev. Kavonas Alev is Me'akev. And the Rambam explains the following. Says the Rambam like this. Kavonas alev kitzad called tefillah shena be kavon and natfila. So the Rambam, any tefillah that has no kavon is not tefillah. Motza daito v'im ispala belo kavonas. So the Rambam, if you daven without kavon, choizeru mispala be kavon. You have to daven again with kavon. Motza daito b'shubesh v'libay torut. Also, if your person is confused and he cannot concentrate on davening, also l'ispala chitzadzaito, you cannot daven until you quiet down and you're able to concentrate. This is a fuch from the Gemara. The Gemara says beferush that the only kavona that's me'akev is the first brocha, and the Rambam in Perek Yud, when he brings kavona again, he passes this way. He says the Rambam mishispal v'lo kiven la liboy yachzor mishispal kavona. Person daven and he didn't have kavona, he has to daven it again. V'im kiven liboy bebrocha rishoyna shuv v'nosach. If he was mechaven liboy b'shar rishoyna, he doesn't have to do it again. So you see beferush only brocha rishoyna. So what's the Rambam telling you, that you have to be mechaven, is me'akev et atfila, and you're not even allowed to daven? Says the Rambam, there are two kinds of kavonas. There's one kavona which is called pirush hamilos. To know the translation of the words, that's one thing. But then there's a kavona of knowing what you're doing. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, when he says Kavon is Me'akev, he's not talking about the translation of the words. If you look at the Rambam explains what's the Kavona. Says the Rambam the following. Kavona Salev Keitzad, so the Rambam explains like this. Keitzad Ya Kavona, what is the Kavona here? She'ifnis libo b'kol ha'machshoves, to clean up your mind, to empty your head, v'ire'atzma kiloyim lifnei Shechina, and to visualize as if you're in front of the Shechina. This kavona, says the Reb Chaim, that is me'akev kol tefillah, because that's what tefillah is all about. Because otherwise you're not doing tefillah, you're just saying things. The tefillah is to make yourself in front of the melech. And that kavona is me'akev. Rashenke pirush hamilim, the only thing which is me'akev is the first brocha, everything else is not me'akev. And therefore says the Reb Chaim givaldik vort. If you look at the kavon on Perek Dalet, the Rambam says that not only if a person says the kavon is me'akiv, you have to daven again, says the Rambam, but if you are torud and you cannot be mechaven, is also to daven. The Rambam Perek Yud says the first kavon is me'akiv, but isn't there is also to daven. He says that's very poshut. Because if you cannot be mechaven to the pirush amilis, if you can, let's say a person doesn't know the translation, it's not also to daven. Why? Because even though you're not Yoytze the Takona, the Rabbon, and Shmon Esrei, but you're Yoytze the Misa Doraisa. Therefore, it's not also to David. Masha'inkin, if you cannot be Mechaven that you're Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, if you're not Mechaven, then it's not a Maisa Tefillah. Then it's not Yoytze the Misa Doraisa. That's Tamo Brocha Levatola. So says the Reb Chaim, that's Afkimina. In Perek Yud, and the Rabbon talks about the translation. That translation is only the first Brocha, and if you don't know it, it's not me'akev, because at least you have to daven it again, because you're not yoytze the mitzvah d'rabbono, but it's a d'raisa yoytze. But she'enke the kavona perek dalet, which is the kavona to realize that you're oymed lifnei ha'melech. If you don't have that kavona, you cannot daven, because it's not a mindset tefillah. So the mindset tefillah is dafka to be oymed lifnei ha'melech. By the way, the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, says this word mamish. Says the Beis Elokim, the same word. Mitzvahs atfila eina keshar. Mitzvahs shidembar bei mitzvahs tzirchas kavona. If you pass, mitzvahs ein tzirchas kavona. That is only all the mitzvahs. Masheinken v'yoytzi des yasa mitzvah. Aval atfila eina mitzvah ma'ase. It's not a practical mitzvah. It's not that you do a ma'ase. V'lachen sorech lechaven bo. Ki kore kavona. You have to be mechaven. So you have a kavona, and that's me'akev, because that's the ma'ase atfila. What is the kavona of oymed lifnei ha'melech? Why is the tefillah of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech the Kavona? I mean, why is that the structure of tefillah that you have to be Oymed Lifnei HaMelech? Why is that? So to answer these three questions, we have to go through the Maral. The Maral explains in the Siva Avoida, he asks the simple question. The question is, meaning, if you deserve to get what you're asking for, you should get it without tefillah. But if you're not roy for the tefillah, so what's the purpose of davening? If you don't deserve, tefillah is not going to help you. And also, why do you have to daven b'dibur? Kudush Boch is a day of machshoves. So says the Maral, the idea of tefillah is the following. The idea of tefillah is to connect a person to a Kudush Boch. A person in this world, when there was a creation, a Kudush Boch created the Mekablim, and he's the Noisen. The Kitrug Ayareach, the Areach was the ultimate Mekabel. He didn't have its own light. It was supposed to shine the light of the sun. But the Kitrug was Ein Shnei Melochim Mikochil Mishtamash Bekeser Echad. The Levona said, we cannot share the same crown. That is the issue of the Levona, is the issue of the creation. That the Mekabli became separated from the giver. The Mekabli wanted their own independence. Their own independence means separation. Avoidas Ha'odam is to reconnect the Mekablim to the Noisen by creating dependency. By creating dependency means that you cannot be separate. You realize that you need the Kodesh Baruch Hu. By needing him, you create that reconnection, which is a reconnection as a function of dependency. But the Ikar Avoidas Ha'tfila is connecting back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The word Tfila, the Shoyim say, it comes from Naftule Elohim Niftalti, Lushon Chiburim. It's a loch of connection. The loch of connection, every time the Mekabel has to realize that he's a Choser, by putting himself as a Choser, you become dependent on the Noisen, and that reconnects again. The idea is Lesli Migar Maklum. That avoid is avoid the Sodom Bilam Hazeh. The going, the Dereselio, Bereshis Bor Elohim Es HaShamayim is the world of spiritual, the world of givers. The SR, it's the world of physical, the world of receivers. but they're separate. There is a Vov HaChibur that connects the two. Es HaShamayim ve'es HaOretz. Who is the Mechaber of the Bria? Is Adam. Adam is that Vov HaChibur that connects Shamayim ve'Oretz. Steht in Toimer Dvoira. That's Midas HaMalchus. If you want to know what's Midas HaMalchus, and the Ramo, it says how a person connects to the Melech, that you make a Kudosh Baruch Hu Melech. It's not that you make him a Melech. You make yourself connected and dependent on him. Says, Hey, ach yargil Adam atzmo Midas HaMalchus, rishon lekulam shlo yisgoy libolcha shloi. A person should go ahead and not be misgaya. V'yosim atzmo itomikyon, and should realize that he has nothing, that he's empty, he doesn't have anything. V'yamamud atzmo lifnei koloi kedal, it should be in front of a Kudosh Baruch Hu, like someone who's a pauper, shoyel umischanen. To realize that's Midas HaMalchus. Midas HaMalchus, not Kudosh Baruch Hu is stronger than you. Is that you don't have any existence without him. That is the ultimate Midas HaMalchus. Adam is the one who realizes and connects the Bria. That's why in Bria's Adam is the concept of Hashem Molach, is the Shir Yom HaShish, Hashem Molach goes lovesh. The idea of, that's the idea of Tefillah. What's the idea of Tefillah Bakosha? The idea of Tefillah Bakosha is that you come and you realize that you are nothing, that you are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Creating that dependency, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah, our needs give us the ability to daven, which means to verbalize how dependent we are on Him. And that's why it's called Lo'ovdoi. Lo'ovdoi is the void as Eved. Eved, the pshat is that he has no separate existence from the Rabbi. Yad Yevet Kiyad Rabbi, Rabbi Chaim already says the Eved has no independent existence. That dependency, that connection, that the Eved is an extension of the Eved, is related by our dependency, by our need of him. We can't live without him. And we verbalize that with Tefillah. And that's why Tefillah is Davka Bakosha. Because Bakosha is to realize how chosel we are. If we realize that we need him, that is what Tefillah is all about. Not to praise him, not to thank him, but to need him, is to create a dependency. And that's why the halacha is, Rambam says, Ikar Tefillah is Bakosha, and that's Eved. To be an Eved is to be dependent on the Master, to have no individual, separate existence. That's why David HaMelech, Tefillah Leoni Kiyatoif, is if you feel like an Oni, V'lifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sichoi, then you could also connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech, is kiyadua, David HaMelech, v'anoichi toilas v'lo yish, David HaMelech says, because I feel like nothing, David HaMelech says, v'ani tefillah. He is tefillah. Tefillah is the idea of dependency, of connection, that you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a function of your needs and your inability to be independent. All this idea of a person is independent, the idea is that he can, chas v'shalom, be away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our dependency creates our connection and our need. The Nochash. The Yom HaChulin already asks, what's the klal of the Nochash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Afar tuch likule mechayayich, you're going to eat dirt all your life. And what's so bad? If she eats dirt, she has no taste buds. She's never hungry. She's never in need. Oil lagag mezunei saviv. When she goes to the roof, she has food. She goes anywhere. She doesn't have to search for food. She's never in need. So what's the klala? Says the Chiddush Arim, that's exactly the klala. The klala is that she is independent. She is what's called independently wealthy. She doesn't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The lack of need, the lack of dependency, allows her to be disconnected. Our needs, our dependency creates a concept of connection. And we have to verbalize. And why do we have to verbalize? Because the Maral says the idea of verbalize because that's Tzuras Adam. Adam is a medaber. He has to use all his Tzuras Adam to connect. But I think Ravutner explains even deeper. Maybe the Maral means that also. That the Dibur, we know we have the Baruch of Roif Echol Basar, which is Baruch on the physical. On the physical structure of Adam. Elokai Neshama is the Baruch on the spiritual. But the Baruch has Birkas Asher Yotzar ends with the words Umafli Lasso. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the miracle of creation. Says the Ramo in Siman Hey, Umafli Lasso is the miracle of connecting the spiritual to the physical. The Roif Echol Basar, which is the physical, to the Elokai Neshama, is spiritual. Says Avotner, the Hamafli Lasso, where is that connection? That connection is Bedibur. Because the Dibur is the one that takes to the physical world the world of thought. He brings to the physical world the world of thought. That is Dibur. That's why Dibur is always called, the Haflo. Ish ki afli lindo neder l'Hashem. That's why the Rambam Ilchus Nedorim, the Ilchus Dibur, is called Sefer Haflo. Dibur is the connecting. So the Tefillah, which is the ultimate purpose of Tefillah, is to connect. The Tefillah of connection has to be done by Dibur. So we merely could understand the Rambam Givaldik. What is Tefillah? Is you connecting the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, says Rav Chaim, if you have no Kavana, that you oimid lifnei Melech, it's not Tefillah. All that Tefillah is to putting ourselves connected, attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you have no Kavana, it's the mindset Tefillah. The mindset Tefillah is not to say words, it's to connect. That's why keoymed lifni hamelch. That's why the Rambam Shita is dafka bakosha is tefillah. Bakosha is that you make yourself into a choser, and if you need a kodesh boch, you come to him. That's midas hamalchus, and that's why rain is connected to tefillah, because rain is the concept of connection. Before rain, there was shamayim, there was aretz. The physical manifestation of the connection is when the shamayim pours water and connects to the earth, and then it starts the cycle of connection. The shamayim connects to the earth through rain, and then the world gets hot, and the water vapor, goes up in vapor, and it becomes shamayim. So that connection is the rain. That's why tefillah, which is the concept of connecting back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Noisen, is the one that creates the connection, and the physical manifestation of the connection is this rain. That's why rain is part of tefillah. You have to ask for rain, because the rain is you are asking to be connected. That is the ultimate kavanas of tefillah. That's what says Reb Chaim. If you don't ask for rain, you didn't daven, because you have to ask for rain, which is the physical manifestation condition. And that's why before tefillah, what the world was? The world was perfect, but the world was disconnected. The world only connected Shamayim Voretz and Odom was Mispalel, and he created dependency. So tefillah is dependency, and is our expression of dependency to realize that not only we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can never exist or have an existence disconnected.